This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. When you go out and buy something at a brick-and-mortar store, you pay with cash or you pay with plastic. And when you give them the plastic, they run it through the reader and tell you how much it is, and sometimes you have to sign for it. And, you know, the process has been the same for a couple of generations now. Where are the new technologies that make it possible for us to do what, millions of people in Europe and Asia do, which is pay for stuff with your phone? I mean, I know people who work in other places who can go to the candy machine in their office and get a pack of M&Ms or a can of Pepsi with their phone, never having to put a coin in the slot at all. When is that going to change here? When are you going to be able to use easier payment methods in the United States? My next guest has been writing about several methods that are available now and comparing them. Joanna Stern from the Wall Street Journal, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
What is the best way for somebody who doesn't want to use cash or credit to do that right now?
So there's two different things. One, there's how you use your phone or some sort of technology to pay a vendor, which is kind of what you're talking about, right? And you're talking about in other countries, China, Japan, people are using their phones through different types of technologies, NFC, other types of things to tap and pay. Here, that's taken a little bit of time to take off. We're still not quite there yet. But what is really starting to become very popular amongst the kids, and I say the kids because this is how I found out about one service called Venmo. Kids are using these services to pay each other back for things. And this is actually, you know, not much different than us using PayPal, as many of us have used for years. But what's interesting about this is it's kind of becoming a more social element. So not even your, you know, financial transactions are financial transactions are going the way of Instagram in some ways.
Okay, so Venmo is what you could use to pay your friends. But again, we already have PayPal. What do we need this for?
I found that actually Venmo and another service called Square Cash are much easier to pay your friends back than PayPal. PayPal, you're still kind of jumping through a lot of hoops, going through a lot of a very confusing interface, which has really been PayPal's problem from the start. And so this makes it really easy. Square Cash in particular, Venmo is similarly easy. Square Cash, you just actually put in your credit card, and that's it. So I can send a request to you right now. I can put in your email address. You'll get something in your inbox. You'll go to a link. You'll put in your credit card, and you'll have paid me.
But it's not going to be the full amount, right? There are fees attached?
With Square Cash, no. There's actually no fees, because if you use your debit card, which is actually, I misspoke, credit card, debit card, but really you can only use your debit card right now with Square Cash, no fee at all. Venmo has a fee if you use your credit card. So you're best just using your debit card for most of these services.
Okay, I'm not that quick, so explain to me how Square Cash stays in business if they don't charge a fee.
I asked the same thing of them a couple of weeks ago. They have a number of different services. Right now, they're saying this is the one that we're not monetizing right now. You can see that in the future they might monetize it by adding a credit card. They'll have that fee there. They might have more fees for if you're doing group payments, things like that. But for now, they're saying this is one of our services we're just really not monetizing right now.
Okay, so you go out to dinner with three friends. The bill comes. You've agreed ahead of time. We're just going to split this thing four ways. And you each have your phones with you, and you all have Venmo on the app there or the Square Cash app. And so one person can pay, and the other three people can then
instantly pay them back. Yeah, and I've actually started using this since I wrote about this. Had dinner a couple of weeks ago with a couple of friends, just sent them said, you know what, I'll take this. Let's avoid the whole thing where we got to split our everything together. And I'll pay this. And I just sent them emails through Venmo. I just, you know, put in their accounts, and actually you can link into your Facebook if you want to tie those types of things together. And they had the invoice, if you want to call it that, in their app. They just hit pay, and I had the money.
But what about you paying the restaurant?
I paid with my credit card.
See, that's the step I want to get to, Joanna,
where you don't have to do that, where you do the
same thing with your phone, and just as they paid you, boom, you're done.
I'm with you, too, and I want to have the same world, right? There may be something built into the table, and when the bill comes, we just tap our phones, and we split it four ways. The issue with that has really been security. Lots of phone makers not feeling yet confident, lots of phone makers and credit card companies and banks not feeling confident enough yet in the security between the phone and that exchange.
Yeah, I've heard about people who are concerned about this, and I completely understand that. Is the concern because the information has to be in the cloud somewhere? When you're using Square Cash or Venmo or any of these, that company has your information, right?
Sure.
It doesn't stay on your end.
It's not so much the cloud. It's much more the hardware security at this point, because so much of that information is already on our phone, right? It's how do they make sure that the encryption between the phone, whatever protocol they're using, NFC, which is something that you can easily tap two phones together and exchange information, or you can tap something to some sort of small tag. You've seen things like that maybe. How do they make sure that connection is extremely secure?
Yeah, and the near-field communications, the NFC that you're talking about, I have heard of some retailers, maybe even it was Starbucks, that said that they were going to try this where you just, you know, wipe your phone nearby, or you could even have your phone in your pocket and you know, a picture of you can come up and you can verify that it's you and you push a button and you've essentially paid for your phone without taking anything out of your pockets.
Exactly. And, you know, lots of people have been waiting for Apple to join in this space. None of Apple's phones or tablets have NFC on them. They do not have that type of hardware built into the phones. Many Android phones do have that built in. So there are some apps that take advantages on Android, but again, there's that security issue that many of the banks that are, or the banks or the credit card companies or these app makers that could facilitate that process have the problem with security.
Yeah, I was disappointed when Apple came out with this app on their phone called the Passbook a year or two ago, and it said, you know, you can put in information about various things and you'll be able to use this to pay, and that and the Google Wallet really have not taken off nearly as much, and I think it's because of that problem. So that leads me to this question, Joanna. Are we seeing a battle between the different hardware and software companies essentially for the same turf, and while they're battling it out, the retailers are saying, let us know when you get there?
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly one of the issues that we're going to have with this space is just is everything is quite segmented, right? Things are not necessary. Some carriers are working with some companies. Verizon, for instance, is working with a company called ISIS, which is doing mobile payments. Apple, if they were to do something, you would assume they would do something in their own realm. Google wants to control this as well. So where does the consolidation come? And that's really, when you look into the future, you wonder, is this really a technical problem, or is this going to be more of a business issue?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a big retailer, if you're Walmart, you're not going to go with one of these systems only to see more people want to go with the other system.
Sure.
You know, Visa and MasterCard and American Express, they have parity. You can use any of those cards any place you go.
Exactly.
But if you only have one thing that works on this phone and one thing that works on that phone, or even different payment systems, the retailer is going to say, we're not taking any of that until we get this squared off.
Right. And it's about you squared off. The company that really does stand in a good position for this is a company called Square. They're a startup that they've really enabled many of these independent vendors, people who have stands at flea markets, et cetera, to be able to take credit card. And so they stand in a really good position, though there's been talk that they're having financial issues. And obviously Square Cash, as I've mentioned here, they say this is a separate service. So they actually stand in a good position because they've worked with a number of these companies, and their app is cross-platform. It works on Android. It works on iPhone. They even have some Windows Phone support. But the question is, like, where do they sit in all this with the phone makers?
Yeah, my wife has gone to some craft shows and paid for things with that and said it was just incredibly easy, just like paying anywhere else. You know, these people don't need the big swiping machine anymore. They get this little square white cube. It's not square cube, but
right,
you know what
sure.
I mean, on top of the phone, and they swipe it through, and it goes that way. So now I'm curious, where are the banks in all of this? I mean, whenever you talk about moving money, the giant banking industry wants a piece of it.
Right. You know, funny enough, the banks have similar services to the ones that I've reviewed, and sometimes those happen to be easier. For instance, Chase has something called Quick Pay. You can easily log into your Chase account. If your other friend has Chase, you put in their email address, you instantly send money. But again, the hesitation from the banks has really been on which of these technologies seems the most secure. Through the cloud is really not the issue anymore. I mean, obviously, there are things to be hesitant about, and given some of the breaches this year, whether it been Target or others, PayPal or eBay just had one, lots of, you know, questions about security of the cloud, but these companies seem pretty confident in working that way and transferring money, obviously, that way. It really comes down to that hardware element. I don't know yet where the banks will fall on it, especially once we assume Apple will come into this game.
Yeah. Well, Apple's the 800-pound gorilla. We'll see where they land, and if they got to get that passbook working. The fact that it doesn't work yet it shocks me because they've been...
Yeah, the passbook is a great example. I was really excited about when they announced that. I thought, well, this is it. You know, this is the thing. It puts all your accounts in one thing. You know, maybe we'll have some more location-based things here. I find it extremely annoying to just figure out where my plane ticket is.
Yeah.
I just want to get on the plane. I just want to have my ticket, and it's like I'm digging through menus and I'm seeing plane tickets from 2 years ago. Why is it still in there?
Well, I'm still surprised that we still have airports that make you print out a boarding pass instead of just having it on your phone. There are places where you can do that, but not nearly enough. So the technology is moving forward, but it's not there in every realm. Joanna Stern from the Wall Street Journal, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you. You're going to Venmo me now, right?
I will send you your check for this appearance on the show.
$1. I don't want to overvalue myself. Just $1.
Okay. Let's see. Minus the fee. You're going to owe me money.
True.
Thanks, Joanna.
Thanks.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.